I'm Emily Liddell.
And I'm Kyle Cacciadorian.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Oh my God, Emily. It's 2019.
We made it.
We did it.
We're here.
We're in the future. There's still no flying cars.
Now what?
I guess we'll have to just drive on the roads. A bunch of peasants.
You might have noticed we took a break.
Yeah, you see what happened was we did an episode in December, and then Emily and I both went on vacation, and then when we came back, it was the holidays, and so we had to celebrate them, and next thing we knew, it was 2019. Like, oh my God.
So basically, like, a whole another year showed up.
Like, time, man. Jeez.
But here's the thing. Podcasting is something we love, and if you ever force it, it's no longer something that you love, and that just takes all the fun out of it. And so we decided that we were going to give ourselves a little bit of a break, but we're back in action now and still loving it.
In a little bit of an uptick of news, Emily and I, we surpassed $100 a month on Patreon, which is great. This is excellent news. We no longer have to pay our transcriber out of our own pockets.
Yeah, it's not really great news for us. It's great news for access.
And the show.
Yes.
And if you want to contribute, well, we love paying someone else to do it.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
If you want to contribute, you can do so at patreon.com/theaccessiblestall.
Because 2019, our word is access.
Yeah, man. We're serious. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today, Emily?
I feel like I just want to look back on 2018 and look ahead to 2019 because a lot went down and I don't even know that I can recount every specific thing that happened, but I sure as hell feel like I need to debrief a little bit.
Well, go on. You are much more of a historian of disability than I am.
I think I want to focus on how we're supposed to take whatever energy we found ourselves gaining in 2018, whether it was the fight against attacks on healthcare coverage for people with disabilities, or whether it was the fight against discriminating against immigrants with disabilities. Whatever the case was, there was a lot going on in 2018. And now I'm sort of figuring out how we can keep momentum going in 2019. And I know that we've done episodes before on activist burnout.
That was actually one of our best ones, I think, in terms of listenership. That really resonated with you guys.
Yeah, but the thing is, on the flip side of burnout, we need to talk about momentum. And what are some of the ways that we keep momentum going?
I mean, I don't know. It's so funny, you know, after you've burned out for a while, you sort of forget how. I mean, I do. I don't know about you.
Well, I think that might have been what happened when we took our little podcasting break, because after a while, you just talk everything to death. And then, especially when it comes to disability, the reality is that things can get a little bit redundant. And it can be hard to keep that steam going when it's like, we just had this conversation.
That's true. But then again, we wouldn't have to if the world would just be nice for a change. And no, but I mean, you're right. You know, there was a lot of noise this year. I mean, for every like sheltered workshop issue, there was a straw ban issue. And I'm not saying that the straw ban isn't, you know, important, but in the grand scheme of things, really, like, cities are going to do what they want. Whereas
Washington, D.C.,
yeah, they just passed it.
Yeah, it's officially enacted now, so starting now, they can't give plastic straws to patrons, and I think in July they'll actually be fined if they do it.
New York City, I don't remember if we voted on ours yet, but I do know that ours includes an exemption for people with disability or otherwise medical reasons. But we did ban foam, so no more styrofoam containers for your food. Hooray.
I mean, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I know. It was,
I'm the type of person who honestly wants to start bringing Tupperware to restaurants.
You serious? I would love to see you do that.
Okay. I'll do it. I will do it unabashedly.
Just go to a Chinese place. You know, it's like, let me get a quart of Kung Pao chicken, and can you please put it in this? No, I don't want your cardboard with your little metal handle.
Well, I don't even know if they would do that. I think I was more talking about, like, if I have leftovers from a place.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But anyway, this is not a podcast about conservation. This is a podcast about disability. And you're right. I think there was a lot of noise last year. And it gets difficult to plow through all the noise. I mean, I keep thinking about how it feels like we've talked about everything, and yet there's so much that we haven't talked about.
I know, right?
And people have come to us with podcast ideas. I know one person in particular has suggested, service animals and navigating public transportation and being out and about in the world with them. And I know that we've had, what other requests have we gotten? I feel like,
that was the most recent one. That's why it's sticking out in our heads. But we've gotten like every sort of intersection of people and disability you can imagine has been thrown at us. And some of them are really good, but you know, it even that is hard to sift through the amount, especially when we're asked to talk about a topic that Emily and I are either not experts in or not the representative population of. And it's like, yeah, well, it's flattering that you think that we're, you know, authoritative enough to do that, but it's just not our place.
Actually, I think that raises a pretty important question. If people who are listening want to give us feedback, I would love to know if you'd like to hear more interviews on things that we're not really qualified to talk about, but that other people are qualified to talk about, because I think that our goal with the podcast has very much been staying in our lane, and there's so much outside of our lane.
And not for nothing. I mean, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I'm going to speak for you too a little bit. I like episodes where we bring on other people and learn about things that we would never have thought of, or a perspective that we can't understand. Like, those are fun, you know? And so if you guys want it, I mean, just tell us. We've got some in the pipeline. So if you want more of those, just let us know.
A lot about language. We always love talking about language. We love picking apart phrases. We're a big fan of semantics.
We're a little bit, I would say, we might be too much of a fan of semantics. I am getting over a cold. I am sorry if you people can hear that.
Oh, man. I just remembered some other topics that people asked for. I know that someone asked about what disability community means to us. Like what that.
Oh, right. Yes, that was a great one. We should totally do that.
Yeah. So I think this is my not so subtle way of being like, tell us what you want to hear, because we've kind of been doing this not, I don't mean selfishly in the sense that like we're just doing this for ourselves, but selfishly in the sense that we are focusing on things that are pertaining to ourselves
and stuff we know. I mean, why wouldn't we? But at the same time, you know, it's we need to learn too. You know, we're not just here up on two soapboxes preaching to you guys, although we love to do that. But
I can't even get on a soapbox.
I can, but it probably wouldn't be the best idea for me to stay there. Wait, no, I can totally do a soapbox. They had me practice that in PT on like actual soapboxes and like a staircase with one stair or two. But yeah, I mean, you know, Emily and I are always down to learn other people's perspectives. So if you are someone who is another perspective or know someone who is another perspective and you have a topic idea, please let us know. We do read every message and email we get. It's true. Every single one.
We are also a little bit selective.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't. Just because we're asking for suggestions does not mean that you get a spot on the show.
And we do get messages from people who are like, can I just be on your show? And I love that people are into the idea of being on the show. But it's also like, tell us something cool. What are you going to tell us?
I mean, that's really the size of it, right? I don't personally care who you are. Like, I'm all for more diversity in on our show because, you know, Lord knows we need it. But the bottom line is, you know, if you are cool and have an interesting thing to tell about an interesting perspective on disability, you already have our attention. You know, that it doesn't take much. That doesn't mean don't try. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're easy to please.
And so now that we've gotten our plug for you to plug yourselves out of the way, I have an interesting question for you, Kyle, and I did not prep you for this before the show.
Those are always the best. What's up?
Do you have podcast resolutions for 2019?
40 bajillion listens.
Do you have realistic podcast resolutions for 2019? And
yes, yes, yes.
I think that it's important for our listeners to hear where we're hoping to go with this in the coming year.
You're asking me. I'll ask you next.
That's the point.
I know. Sorry, it's been a while. I forgot how to have a conversation with my friend on the internet. I think practically, I mean, like we said earlier, we just hit $100 on Patreon, and it's like so cool because every dollar after this, technically, Emily and I could keep because that's what we needed to run the podcast, but we're not going to. We're going to, you know, it's still something that we want to reinvest in the podcast, and there's always room to improve our production quality and even scheduling, frankly. So I think that one of my big goals for 2019 is, and I'm going to be a little bit modest, I think $200 a month on Patreon by the end of the year is doable. I think six-figure listens by the end of the year is a bit more of a reach, but doable. And as far as something that would be interesting to the end listener, I think that more interviews or even just more frequent episodes is something that we could achieve.
But what's the why behind all that?
Well, the why is, frankly, that I love doing the show with my friend Emily, and I need a reason to keep doing it. And that would be a really good motivation. But a practical why is, you know, when we started this show 2 years ago, I mean, I remember when we first got our first listeners that wasn't our immediate friends and family, and we couldn't believe it. And I don't know about you, Emily, but I still kind of feel that when people listen to our show. It's like, wow, who's doing that? And it's sort of fuel for this, to know that somebody really cares about what we think about whatever the hot topic is in the disability community today is reassuring and nice, frankly. Yeah.
What okay, about you? Okay, now ask me mine.
Yes, what are yours?
Mine is to reach beyond the disability community, because right now I think we still have a lot of listeners who identify as disabled, which is, first of all, awesome, and second of all, probably because it's not like there's a ton of places to turn when you just want disability-centric or disability-run media.
That's true.
But my ultimate goal is to start branching out to get beyond the disability bubble, and that's what 2019 comes down to for me. As a whole, I'm hoping
really not just in the show,
including the show, but also with my work in general, I really want to get out of this self-sustaining bubble that we have. And I don't mean just us. I mean the disability community as a whole. And if we can start pushing some pins through that and reaching the other side of it, that would be great.
That could lead to, you know, more listeners, which could lead to more sponsorships, which could lead to a better time for you and I. I mean,
see, Kyle is thinking from the practical standpoint, and I'm just like, I want everybody to sit around and hold hands and sing songs together and eat
s'mores. I mean, one of the questions that Emily and I sort of ask ourselves before we record an episode is, how many non-disabled people is this episode going to reach? Because ultimately, I know that not everyone who listens to us will agree with us, but I do know that if you identify as disabled and know who we are, you probably do. It's way more likely that you do than not, which is fine. Like, that's why we, you know, that's why we like you guys. But when it comes to who we want to teach and who we want to really, really get to the heart of what we're saying, those are the people that don't even know we have a podcast or know who we are. And so Emily is absolutely right in bridging that gap. It's paramount that we do it.
Everybody agrees with us. I think that's too much of a reach to say.
Not everybody. I'm just saying, if you're listening to us, you probably more likely do than not.
I mean, I like that there's dialogue within the disability community too, but the problem is that dialogue doesn't extend beyond it enough.
Out of it, yeah.
Something that my dad always says whenever I'm talking with my family about something that happened, activism related, or something that I'm particularly impassioned about, and then I say, you know, I should write a blog about this, and he says, you know, I obviously support you doing your part to get the word out, but think about who it's actually going to reach. Are you going to reach the people who need to hear what you're saying? Like the other day, I needed to back into an accessible parking space, and someone drove right up on my tail and started honking angrily at me because they wanted to pass. And instead of taking 2 seconds to see that I have an accessible license plate, like with the little accessible icon on it, and recognizing that I was in front of an accessible spot, I just got angrily honked at. And very small issue, not really something that I feel like I need to raise broader awareness about. Talk about picking your battles. But, you know, my dad and I were talking and he was like, you know, you can write a blog about it, but then all the people who need to read it either aren't going to read it, or they're going to read it and be like, I never do that.
Plus, isn't being honked at, like, that's a rite of passage. They don't care that you're disabled. You got honked at. You piss somebody off on the road. That's because you're a terrible driver. But no, she's not.
I've vastly improved since the last time Kyle was in my car, which was like right after I got my license.
No, I've been in your car like 500 bajillion. Anyway, so I'm teasing. I just have to interrupt you just for one moment. I just was scrolling through Facebook and I noticed a movie trailer for a movie called The Upside, starring Kevin Hart as Kevin Hart and funny black man, and Bryan Cranston as quadriplegic guy. Now, Bryan Cranston is not quadriplegic, so we're going to be angry about that in a minute. But the reason I'm telling you this right now is because on the poster, Kevin Hart is riding on the back of Bryan Cranston's wheelchair, and we have to see this now. Like, I know that this is a problem.
I'm extremely angry about that movie, but now I'm just angry because they stole our move, which we are.
I know.
Which nobody else has ever done.
In the history of humankind ever.
Well, now I'm doubly angry about that movie. Thanks. We should definitely do a podcast talking angrily about.
We should just watch a bunch of disability movies and just like have microphones in front of us while we watch them and just talk.
Like how the director's cut works in the bonus features of a DVD.
Yes, exactly like that. Yes. Yeah. You know.
you talk about reaching outside the disability community, but I am subscribed to a lot of subreddits about disability. Actually, I'm subscribed to like three.
I'm disability. Literally subscribed to our disability. Are there other subreddits about disability?
Probably. I mean, I'm part of Disability, Disabled Gamers, and Cerebral Palsy, which, and they're all very small, right? They don't really reach the front page. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because there was a woman on the Cerebral Palsy subreddit who referred to herself as wheelchair bound. Now, look, I'm not a wheelchair user. I couldn't care less. But the people who use wheelchairs, they care a lot. And so I say wheelchair user. But, you know, I'm reading this account of a person who has a disability who is more than happy with calling herself wheelchair bound. Now, whatever, to each their own. But it reminded me that there are an amount of people, and I genuinely don't know how big or small they are, who just don't really care for the activist-y side of disability because they're too busy trying to figure out how to live their own lives. And that was a bit, it knocked me back a step. It was like, oh, wait, you know, yes, I get to do this because I know how my life works. I don't have anything else to figure out that's particular to my disability, except for maybe how to drive.
Well,
like,
that's the flip side to activism, right? I mean, the flip side to the bubble, I should say,
yeah,
is that technically you have a disability, but you're not really in the bubble. And I think we as a disability community who actively considers ourselves disabled, et cetera, whatever, you know what I'm getting at. Disabled people who are involved in activism, that was a much simpler way to say that, could also...
Members of the bubble clan.
Could stand to work on not alienating people who are technically within the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal, really, to not be in the community, but it just pointed out... And I'm not going to get into the semantics of why I think she should have said wheelchair user. I'm not, you know, but it made it very clear that we're sort of shouting into a void within a void.
But I don't want this to come across as like we're having an existential podcast crisis.
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. No, no. This is how, you know, this is me, like us sort of realizing how to reach those people.
Yeah.
I like our audience. Like we love you guys. Like this is not, we just want there to be more of you.
Yeah, like I don't want anyone thinking that we have a defeatist attitude about this because it's honestly quite the opposite.
Yeah, no. We're on fire right now. Yeah, even though like, we don't sound really, like it. We're just very sick.
I'm not sick. I'm just still in that like I had a vacation, an actual break for the first time in a really long time, and I'm very disoriented having come back to a full workday.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm also sick, though.
Kyle still has his annual New Year's.
My annual Christmas cold.
Sickness.
It's all right. It'll leave eventually.
And when it does, man, oh, the podcasts we will record.
You have no idea. Because we don't either.
Facebook, right?
Oh, the podcast we will record? Yeah, no, that was definitely right up there. alongside such classics as Green Eggs and Kale. and The Cat and the Papoose. and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Bitcoin.
Okay. And we're now going off the rails because we don't have a long enough attention span to make have our we, usual length episode right now.
Have we ever? Look, I think that 2019 will be... Sorry?
Had enough of an attention span to finish an episode.
I don't think we ever have. I really just think that, like, we think that we have because the counter usually says 45 at this point, and now it says 25. Time is an illusion. Look, 2019 is going to be really good for our show because we are going to like make so many cool episodes. We don't know what they are yet because we don't plan anything. but they'll be great.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but I do.
Well, because it's true. You know, we just sort of make what we make when we feel like making it, and for some reason people listen to it and we love it. But we really do have a couple of cool things in the pipeline that we're excited to share with you. We can't tell you what they are yet because nothing's set in stone, but, you know, wheels are turning, light bulbs are turning on, all that cool stuff.
My wheels are actually turning.
Yeah, even though you're sitting in a chair without wheels at the moment.
Hey, life update, if you've listened long enough, I'm getting a new wheelchair.
What? How come I don't know about this? Can I stand on the back? This is the only thing I care about.
It's a manual chair.
Oh, thank God. I don't care.
But I'm getting power assist wheels.
Ooh, I do care. That's cool.
So hopefully I'll be able to push myself places.
I'm going to push you everywhere. I'm going to do it.
Kyle's a very pushy person.
Yes, very literally. I don't push people around. That's rude. I push Emily up hills. And I never have, but I would.
Isn't there a story about how you pushed my ex-boyfriend up a hill?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't your ex-boyfriend at the time, thank God, because that would have been...
Was he my boyfriend? Yeah, he was.
He was. Oh my God, he was.
Yep.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Jesus. Yeah, I pushed a fellow CP... No, he doesn't have CP. I pushed a fellow disabled person up a hill.
He has spina bifida.
It was a very steep hill. We helped each other out. It was a very bromantic moment, and then we never spoke again. True story.
Like, ever?
Ever.
It's an excellent story. They were going to see a Sigur Rós concert.
I don't even think we talked anymore for the duration of the show. I think our communication ceased at that moment. We just like did that nod that men do when we've acknowledged each other's presence, and then that's it. We just sat in the silence and it was great.
I feel like that was definitely a you problem.
Oh, it absolutely was. I haven't seen him since kindergarten. What was I going to talk to him about? So you like this band that we're both seeing? Of course you do.
So, how do you feel about Emily? Well,
she's great. How do you feel about Emily? She's great.
Kyle and I weren't really super close at that time.
That seems so weird now.
It's a long time ago.
Because now we are inseparable, like a birthmark that is on your skin forever.
You're my birthmark?
She's looking around. Do you have a better analogy? Like that person who won't get off the back of your wheelchair.
Conjoined twin?
That's true. Okay. If we were conjoined twins. No, you did this.
Oh, boy. I'm very sorry to anybody who's listened this far.
Where would we be conjoined? I'm putting this out, so you're just going to have to do this.
Well, we could be conjoined at the head.
Yeah,
and
but...
share a brain.
Okay. Counterpoint,
or
though.
We could be conjoined at the hip, but it'd be hard to go to the bathroom.
If we were conjoined right now, both of those would be a problem. But if we were born that way, we wouldn't have these disabilities. We would have that one.
Is being a conjoined twin a disability? I guess it is.
It's certainly a mobility issue, if nothing else. Right? I mean, is there anything, like, is that arguable? I don't think so, but... But I'm envisioning, like, a situation where, by which, like, a mad scientist, like, kidnaps us and puts us together now. Like, that would be a problem. Like, if we were conjoined at the head, you're shorter than me by, like, a lot. So I'd have to, like, drag you around. And then if we were conjoined at the hip, neither of us would be able to walk because you can't and I can barely.
You're talking about this from a technicality standpoint. You haven't even thought about how much I would annoy you.
No more than you already do. That's.
Oh, gosh. I honestly commend you if you've listened this far, because we're just getting back into the groove of things now, clearly. But for real, though, I think that 2019 holds a lot of promise. And I know that that's kind of a frighteningly optimistic thing to say based on the current state of, I don't know, the universe. But,
you know, oh, no, go on. Sorry.
No, that was kind of just a trailing
off. I don't know. I've also been feeling pretty optimistic. I don't know why. Couldn't tell you. It just feels different.
I'm hoping that we will see some movement towards positive change in some areas in 2019. I know that we're currently in the middle of a garbage fire that shows no sign of slowing down, but on this here little corner of the internet, maybe we can change one person's mind, and that means a lot.
I just know that whenever I'm having a bad day in 2019, I'm going to think of Anderson Cooper taking a shot every hour on the hour from noon till midnight during the Dick Clark New Year's countdown. Because he got to 11, like 11 p.m., and he took a shot, and he made a noise that no human has ever made.
Kyle, I think I missed something, because you're talking about my favorite news anchor, but I didn't know.
You didn't see this? Okay. I'm about to brighten Emily's 2019. She doesn't even know how good 2019 already is. It's magical.
We'll put a link in the show notes, too.
Yeah, and on that note, we are going to end this episode because, honestly, we just really refigured out how to podcast. But we hope you enjoyed this.
We swear we do this. Like, we've been doing this for a while. We just,
And, like, we're actually good at it, so I don't know why we have to, like... It's like riding a bike, except you do forget.
I can't ride a bike.
Neither can I.
Great!
I'd high-five you, but you're all the way over there.
Air high-five!
I don't know why I made the sound effect. I could have just...
But hey, really, thanks for sticking with us. Whether you are a new listener, whether you've been with us from the beginning, we're really grateful for you. We hope that 2019 is good to you, and we are excited to be on this journey with you.
I just hope that this isn't your first episode. If it is, I'm sorry. Go listen to the previous one. It's much better. But... On that note,
thank you so much for listening.
I'm Kyle. She's Emily. Like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and leave us a review on iTunes. And might we say, you look great today.